When Willie Sutton was asked why he robs banks, he famously said, because that's where the money is. That's also where the regulations are, a lesson one Lancaster, Pennsylvania man learned the hard way. The man who kept his $541,100 life savings in a safe in his house decided to put the money in the bank. But he knew if he deposited more than $10,000, he'd have to fill out paperwork with the government. So he made 58 separate deposits, because that was easier. The bank caught on, and he was charged with 58 counts of violating a law that makes it illegal to conduct financial transactions in order to avoid reporting requirements. He was convicted on all 58 counts, sentenced to 2 to 10 years in jail, and was assessed a penalty of $540,200, all but $900 of his whole life savings. The lesson he and Willie Sutton now know is that the bank might be where the money is, but jail is where you'll be if you're trying to get around the law. From Judge Technology Solutions, I'm Amy E. Feldman for KYW News Radio.